and gentlemen, for the second hour of this week's program, we have with us Chuck Carlson of We Hold These Truths Ministry. You can find his website and his excellent writings and analysis at WHTT.org. Chuck is, as you can see, ladies and gentlemen, as I promised at the beginning of the last hour, he really does deliver the truth. I did not expect the program to go as well as it has. I knew it would be good. I just didn't know it would be this good. Anyway, Chuck, we've got some calls, people who would like to speak with you. Can we bring them up now? Chuck?
Yes.
Okay. I'll take that as a yes. Let's bring up Ron from Wyoming. Ron, come on up.
Mark?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You knew I'd be here today, didn't you?
Say that again?
I said you knew I'd be on here today, didn't you?
Well, as a matter of fact, Ron, just 5 minutes ago, Phil and I were typing back and forth to each other on the instant message thing, and I said to him, I said, you know who's going to love today's show, don't you? And he said, yeah, Ron is going to love this show. It's going to make his week.
That's right. And so I've got a statement and then a question. I'd like to Chuck to hear it, too. And
by the way, Chuck, Ron, who is speaking right now, he was on the Liberty with Phil the day that it was attacked as well.
Okay. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Chuck. I was a lay chaplain for the Liberty Veterans Association for many years also.
Oh, I see. Okay. Great.
Here's my statement. And I want to make the statement to all the Christian Zionists out there and to any of the people that might still be around and listening who attacked us. The attackers had everything. They had jet planes, torpedo boats, just everything you could imagine. And the USS Liberty had 4 50 caliber machine guns. They threw the kitchen sink at us time and time again, and the Liberty wouldn't go down. So my question is pretty simple. Where was God that day?
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I got to say.
Yeah. Well,
listen, I've said this. I'm sorry, I don't mean to bust in here, but I have said this many times. You guys should have gone down that day. I mean, look, it was almost a two-hour sustained attack, 1,000 missiles, thousands of rounds of armor-piercing bullets, 5 torpedoes, 4 of which missed the ship. The one that hit it blew us a hole in the side of it the size of a house. You guys should have gone down that day, and the fact that you didn't tells me that God decided that day that it wasn't, that this was not to be. And I firmly believe that the reason that he kept you guys alive that day was because in the future you would be brought forward in the way that you are being brought forward now to tell your story, to warn America and to warn the world about the danger that we face. Now, people can call me kooky or crazy for thinking that, but that's what my layman's thinking tells me. What do you think, Chuck?
I think so, and I think when you see something that appears to be impossible to happen and then it happens, well, I think we should give God credit for it. And I think that's happening now in the strange and eerie beginning of the shattering and destruction of Christian Zionism.
Mm-hmm.
It's beginning to fall apart from its own power, where it's reached this zenith of power, where all the politicians are trying to get Christian Zionists to support them, so that John McCain can win the election. He's trying to desperately to get Christian Zionist support, and in doing, he's exposing John Hagee and people like that to absolute ridicule. So. How these things work, God does prevail in the end, and that's why He's God. So, I think we will see the disgrace of Christian Zionism, and of course, the self-destruction of the state of Israel too is happening.
Okay, hold on, everybody. We'll be right back after the break. Everyone, stay tuned.
Hi. Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Hour of the Liberty Hour, and I just wanted to make a comment. I really appreciate Ron calling in, my dear friend and shipmate for 41 years. But with Ron, Ron has gone through a lot in his life, and I just wanted to briefly give you a little bit of background on Ron and his faith and what I think kept his sanity. Ron Kukul was the leading petty officer in charge of body recovery and the body parts and identification when we got into Malta. Now, to make this story where you could understand it just a little bit better, we were at sea in 100-degree weather for approximately 7 days with 25 men entombed in a hot water grave, covered in fuel oil. So if you can imagine the trauma of getting your shipmates. Now, this is, you have to remember, this is where Ron worked. He knew every one of these guys. They were his pals. And he had to go down there and recover those bodies and identify them and so on and so forth, which is something I can't imagine. I did the aftermath cleanup. I didn't do the body recovery. I know the smell. I know what it smells like right now. I'll never forget it. But with Ron's faith in Jesus Christ, it brought him through it. And it also has brought me a long way with Ron, too. We've sat and prayed together, and way back when he lost his wife and family over the USS Liberty, trying to do what was right, and his wife thought he was a nut, a crazy man. Like, maybe we are crazy, but Jesus Christ is in our heart, and I'll tell you, Jesus Christ did save our ship. I'll never believe anything else other than that. It was a miraculous miracle that we're alive to give this testimony today. And it's our duty as Christians and Americans that love our country to testify to this act of premeditated murder. And hopefully someday, with the help of God, we're going to get this out in front of the American people where everybody will know. Ron, would you like to comment on that?
Yeah, just one more comment, if I might. I don't know how many miracles occurred aboard the Liberty that day, but I do recall one that was given me to by a friend of mine, a buddy of mine that was aboard that day. We had to get the message out to the Sixth Fleet. We needed help. We needed it quickly. And all the antenna had been shot down. And so I'm repeating the story, of course, as I remember it. But the miracle that occurred here still is quite easy to understand. But anyway, all the antenna had been shot down. And he was working frantically with other people to repair those antenna. And they did get one up, as I understand it. And they did get the message out. But the ironic part of this, and the miracle part of it is, as this was an antenna that they had trouble with before the attack ever began. It constantly gave them trouble, according to this fellow that told me the story. And when it needed to work, it worked. And it's just so ironic that an antenna that wouldn't work at all before the attack worked when he needed it the most.
Ron, I agree with you 100%, and that word ran out around the world that we were under attack. But the real bad part of this story is our own government knew we were under attack by a foreign government and eventually the Israeli government within 15 minutes, and they recalled the aircraft. They left us out there alone. They didn't even send a Piper Cub over to see what was going on to help us. So in one way, that was a miracle, and in another way, I think it saved our lives because of the other people that heard our distress calls around the world, but it did not bring our government to come help us. We didn't get any help from our government for 18 hours after the attack when help was only 15 to 20 minutes away. And I don't blame the Navy for that. I blame our leaders in the United States government, from the president on down to the janitor in the White House.
Phil?
Yes.
One more thing, and then I want to listen to more of what Chuck has to say. I've been really riveted this morning because this is the part of the program I really enjoy, but I will never, ever stop giving credit to God for the very fact that you and I are still alive. For the very fact that we can tell this story, because there was just too much happened out there, and to the other Christians out there that are listening to this radio broadcast today, just think about who was really there and where was he really at that day. The picture in my mind is Christ himself holding up the Liberty by the bow and by the fantail, and not letting her go down. I don't care what they would have thrown at us. We wouldn't go down. Thanks, Phil. Thanks, Mark. And thanks for getting a chance to talk to you, Chuck.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, and God bless you, Ron. Have a great day, and I know you're going to babysit today, so have fun. Okay, we need to bring up, let's see here, Byron from Canada. Byron, are you there?
Yeah, hi, Mark. Hi, Phil. Hey, boy, oh, boy, I guess whenever I get on the phone, I always cause a bunch of trouble, and I'm going to probably cause some more today. I'm turned 60. I was raised in Nazarene. And I remember listening to shows like Pat Robertson and Oral Roberts on the TV. And I remember, and this is probably 20, 30, maybe 35 years ago, they used to be pretty darn critical of Israel. But every time they were critical, it seemed like they were always getting sued one way or another by Israeli groups. And as times went on, it seems like they started changing their mindset and becoming more pro-Israel, more pro-Jewish. And lo and behold, as they became more pro-Israel, more pro-Jewish, it seemed like their ministries started growing leaps and bounds. They become very, 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 very wealthy. As if anyone had been following the news here in the last 6-7 months, several of these ministries, like Kenneth Copeland, oh, I forget some of the others, they were up on charges where they've taken money from the church and develop more companies outside of the ministries. I know, like Copeland there, he's got cattle industries going. I think he's got some gas and oil wells going. And, they've become probably multi-millionaires off of donations of people, sending in money. And I just wonder, how much did that have to do, instead of fighting the Jewish people and lawsuits, that they found it was so much more easier to start, going along with a program, and they were rewarded with a lot more, by becoming wealthy. I wonder how much that had to do with maybe the attitude of some of these Christians. I'll hang up and I'll listen to your comments.
Okay.
Well, a great deal. Of course, the power of Zionism to swing the axe, swing the sword, is of course there. And we all know about Jewish power in the media, and we know about the ADL. We've had our own problems with the ADL. Mark knows about that too. The Anti-Defamation League, other organizations that have media power in America. And of course, because of radio, television, and Pat Robertson, these names you mentioned are all people who have enjoyed the media, who enjoyed the wide use of Christian media. So Christian media has been corrupted to the point where most Christian media is Christian Zionist media. So today, if you listen to Christian media, most of it is Christian Zionist media. And the Israeli lobby does set out to punish people who don't play by their on their agenda. So people like we now have a whole new tribe of a kind of elitist evangelicals who don't talk much about Schofield or Schofield Bible or about Armageddon or any of these Christian Zionist precepts that we've been discussing. But they're very good businessmen. They're people like Chuck Colson, whose name you hear a lot. It's sometimes associated with my name. And they are businessmen, powerful businessmen. And so the business of religion is the business of supporting Israel.
Chuck, one of the things that, prophecies and things like that, I kind of say, maybe we can look at it this way, maybe we can look at it that way. I've just seen too many people, obviously this discussion about Christian Zionists is a perfect example about what happens when somebody with an unstable mind gets a hold of a Bible prophecy and they can turn it into something that doesn't resemble anything even close to the truth. But nevertheless, when I look at all this and I think about what Jesus had to say about, beware of the false prophets who come to you dressed in the clothing of sheep, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. And then, of course, going back to the, there's that music, and I was just about to say something really good. All right, everybody stay tuned. We will be back right after the break. If I can remember what it was I was going to say, this is terrible. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, for this very exciting, very interesting and informative show we have today. Once again, I want to thank our guest, Chuck Carlson of We Hold These Truths, for coming on. Chuck, what I was saying before the break is this. You know, for as much as all of these Christian Zionists are always trying to interpret this prophecy and that prophecy, well, and especially, you know, they seem to concentrate on the Book of the Apocalypse or the Book of Revelation. You know, and it's always chapter 13. It's always the beast coming out of the sea with seven heads and ten horns, and he forces all of the people of the world to worship him. Well, you know, to me, that pretty much describes, in my opinion, the state of Israel. I mean, you're talking about how people are rewarded for speaking up on behalf of Jewish interests or on behalf of Israel, and how people are punished if they don't. You know, this is basically what we're dealing with here. I mean, you know, that if you don't toe the line when it comes to Israel, when it comes to Jewish power, you will get squashed. If you do toe the line, then you're going to be rewarded with everything that, you know, every form of wealth or luxury or power or whatever. And so, you know, whereas these people who say that Israel is the fulfillment of biblical prophecy, I would say that they're exactly right. It is the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. This is exactly what God was trying to prevent 2,000 years ago. The situation that exists today is exactly what God was trying to prevent when he sent the Romans in to destroy Israel and to scatter the Jews.
Mark, that was a prophecy of Jesus Christ himself. He stated that every stone would be torn down. It's found in the book of Matthew, mm-hmm. in about the 24th chapter, and he talks about the temple in Jerusalem, and he talks about the city, and he tells his followers that they tell him, they proclaim how beautiful the temple is, and he tells them, don't think it for a minute. This will be torn down. Not one rock will be left on another.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a prophecy that was actually fulfilled in 70 AD when the Romans came in and did it, and probably the last of the prophecies that had anything to do with the state of Israel, because that ended the state of Israel's realm and rule. What pathetic state that it really was. It was really not a state. But that ended Judea. And if you look in the New Testament, and I don't want to assume that all your listeners know what's in the Bible, because a lot of people won't look anymore because they're so disgusted with Christian Zionists that they don't even want to have anything to do with the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look in the New Testament, there's not a word or a phrase in it that would ever give any follower of Christ the idea that you can take the life of anyone,
mm-hmm.
even an enemy. It even cautions that you must love your enemy. So for Christians to somehow put themselves on the side of a war-making organization is really preposterous and it shouldn't even be discussed. What really needs to be discussed is that we live in America's economy is war-based, and that war is a way of life here, and that we're in a third world war that was started some 25 years ago, and what was selected as being the target for that war was the Islamic states in the Middle East that had the oil.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've gradually gone from one to another, and we focus on first one and then another. And there's a future pattern of these states that includes places like Sudan that has a whole lot of oil and an Islamic government that's in the way of the big oil companies going in and taking back the oil that they once had before they were kicked out.
Mm-hmm.
So here we've just made a deal now. We're now making a deal with oil companies, the same three major oil companies that were kicked out of Iraq in 1972 are going to be given the oil back now. That's the announcements that have been made by the U.S. occupation forces. So the state of Israel is the pit bull for the American war machine in the Middle East. It's the attack dog, and it's now being actually turned loose upon Iran because America, it's too obvious for America to go in and bomb Iran again after having bombed Iraq twice.
Mm-hmm.
So the proxy for the U.S. bombing of Iran is going to be the state of Israel. And it's up to Phil Turney and yourself and the others like us to tell enough of the American people what's going on so that we will not put up with this, so we will not allow this to happen again, so we can bring this war-making to a halt.
Mm-hmm.
And our basis for doing that has to go back to looking at the words of Christ, which are, love your brother, kill no one, do not steal. These are the kind of things that is taught to us in the Christian Testament called the New Covenant or the New Testament of Jesus Christ. If churches would simply stand up and insist that our nation and our leaders have to abide by these things, it would be impossible for us to make war on another state. It cannot be done without the support of the Christian, with Christianity in America.
Mm-hmm.
Because 85% of the American people say they're Christians. So how can we go to war without the support of Christians? And if you look back at other wars, such as the Korean War and the Vietnamese War and World War II, Christian leaders like Billy Graham have gone into the White House and stood beside the president.
Chuck, I'm sorry to do this. Sorry. You got to go to a break. Just hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Okay.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to sit back and relax and perhaps enjoy a nice cold drink. Being healthy is not always easy, but with Royal Greens, a new superfood that has the nutritional value of more than 30 superfood ingredients, you can now be healthier with a simple drink. It's like eating a big bowl of vegetables without actually eating them. It has powerful antioxidants, digestive enzymes, plant fibers, and it tastes great. Royal Greens is naturally sweetened with stevia, a natural sweetener found in fruits and vegetables. It's also low in sugar, calories, and it's caffeine-free. Since Royal Greens is filled with vitamins, minerals, and fiber, it's a great pick-me-up for your morning commute. Just mix it into a cold glass of water and you have yourself a healthy, refreshing drink. Call 1-800-547-6603. Hey, put down that coffee and donut and start getting healthy today with Royal Greens. Call now for a free 30-day supply. Dial 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the last half hour of the two-hour show, the Liberty Hour. And Chuck, I wanted to thank you very much for your comments just a few moments ago. You're extremely right on and a well-thought-out message, and I'm just riveted to the phone to listen to you. But we do have quite a few callers that want to talk to you or bring up a subject along these lines, so let's just bring up Dave in Massachusetts, please.
Oh, good morning, men.
How you doing?
Good morning.
Hey, Mr. Carlson, I'd like to point out to the something that I'm sure you're fully aware of, no doubt, but to the listening audience, you know, God fulfilled all his promises to Abraham for Israel in ancient times, and you can find it in the book of Joshua, Chapter 21, verses 43, 44, and 45. But having said that, people can check that out. But let me jump to the New Testament really, really quick, because I want to point out where Christians are really missing it. Let's see here. What I tell these Christian Zionists. I tell them that whosoever denies that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is Antichrist. And invariably, they'll come back and they'll say to me, well, you know, the Jews don't deny that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. They believe in the historical Jesus. They just don't believe he was the Messiah. And, of course, at that point, Mr. Carlson, I feel like calling them a dumbbell and an idiot, but of course, I bite my tongue, and I try to calmly point out to them that Jesus Christ means what John is saying here. Jesus Christ means the anointed Messiah. So the way that passage really should be read, of course, is whosoever denieth that the anointed Messiah has come in the flesh is Antichrist. So they certainly deny that the Jews certainly deny that the anointed Messiah, Jesus Christ, has come in the flesh. Of course,
well, Dave, you're doing a very important thing, and that is you're trying to deal with Christian Zionists, and it's very important to do that and to have a little bit of scriptural support for what you say, not too much, but just a little bit, a few places. And I would add to that that the third chapter of Galatians that talks about the new covenant being with those who are the followers of Christ or Abraham's seed is an important little section to be familiar with. And as you learn from dealing with these people, as we do in front of churches countless times, we talk to hundreds of people who come out and talk to us. They don't know very much about what they believe. It's basically been pounded into them, but it doesn't make enough sense, so it's easy to believe. So if you can ask questions and ask pointed questions and stick to one or two simple points, the people who are taught Christian Zionism will pretty much fall apart after a little discussion. They really can't support their positions.
Now, here's another good one, Mr. Carlson, that gets right to the point. In 1 John chapter 2, in verse 23, these people that say that the Jews don't need Jesus, it says, "Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father." So for John Hagee to say, well, you know, the Jews don't need to have the Son, they have the Father, baloney. John says, "Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father."
Well, Mr. Hagee has now reached a place where he's purely political, and he no longer has any semblance of Christianity. And pastors who've gone to his meetings and sat inside the meetings where we have been on the outside come out and tell us there's not a scintilla of Christianity in these meetings. It's completely left out. It becomes completely a Zionist show supporting a political state. And this is the penalty of people like John Hagee, that they actually have abandoned whatever Christianity they had in order to carry out their mission for the state of Israel. And this is why they're going to fail, because God is not going to support the violation of His word.
And hey, my final word, and I'll let you guys call up somebody else, but. My word to Ron Kukul is when he was asking where was God, that rhetorical question, it sounds to me like Jesus was right out there walking on the waters. He was walking right on the waters of the Mediterranean, and he was there. He was present.
Yes.
Thank you, Dave. Always good to hear from you. Let's bring up Mark
Thank
from
you,
Kentucky.
Dave.
Mark from Kentucky, come on up.
Yeah, I do appreciate you listening to you, Mr. Carlson. And I've heard you before, Robbie Noel. Oh. And I always wanted to ask a question. When you deal with certain people, I'm sure that you've heard, other theories on what's going on in the world right now, including, people like the Templars or like the Freemasons running things, and that they're actually in the control of the Jewish state of Israel. I just like to know, not just you, Mr. Carlson, but the rest of the panel, what do you say to people like this when the obvious evidence, even looking at it secularly, is pointing to the state of Israel?
Is your question, what do you say to people who say,
like the Templars, like Freemasonry is the one that's actually controlling the world right now, and they're just using basically the Jews as their strong arm to get their agenda done, or like the elites, like the bloodline families and stuff like that.
That's why we like the approach we take, which deals with the Christianity and the churches, because if you're dealing in God's agenda, then the people you need to deal with are God's people, and so approaching the faults and the wrongs in the church is something that you can actually do today. You can find a Zionist church in any corner. You can go to one Sunday tomorrow,
right,
or Sunday, and you can meet people right there who are Christian Zionists and who you can talk to. I don't know how you change a world that's run by the Freemasons or that's run by the Illuminati or run by some faction that we don't have any control over, but I do know how to go out and find a whole lot of people like the relatives of the people on the program who are in Christian Zionist churches. And so that's why we've adopted a program of going right to the churches, and we just go out and stand in front of churches with signs and material and challenge these political leaders in front of their own congregations, and it gets amazing responses and sometimes very surprising. We had a writer 4 years ago come to one of our first meetings. That was before the first bombs dropped on Iraq, and we were doing a vigil at a evangelical church. And he wrote a feature story about us, and he called us the Peacemongers. And that story won the award for the religious story of the year in the Arizona Press Club. And the author, named Tony Ortega, he actually probably helped him result in getting a very good job. He's now an editor of an independent paper. But he was impressed because we went out and actually approached people and tried to change something. And so that's what you need to tell your friends. How do you change the Illuminati? How do you change the Templars? How do you change? You show me how, and I'll be happy to try to do it. But I do know how to go out and try to change people who are in my church who are being misled and probably are in risk of the salvation that they are so sure that they are following. So it's just a practical thing. It's something we can do.
Right. What do the rest of you guys say that their mark in, Mr. Turton?
Well, I hate to jump in ahead of you, Phil, but this is a kind of a pet peeve of mine. A lot of people in our movement spend what I consider to be an unwarranted amount of time and attention talking about these very esoteric and very obscure topics such as Freemasonry and the Rosicrucians and the whole business, the Vatican, the Jesuits. All of these, I know that these organizations exist. I know that they exert influence. I know that they're secretive, and by default this makes them subversive to a certain degree. But at the same time, as Chuck said, there's nothing you can do about that. Now, we have a very easy to identify, easy to recognize situation when it comes to Israel, when it comes to Zionism and whatnot, when it comes to Jewish interests and all that. And as far as I'm concerned, all of these discussions taking place about these, obscure groups like the Freemasons and whatnot, really, in effect, causes us to take our eye off the real target. And so that's why I don't have much patience when I get people sending me stuff about, the Illuminati and all the rest of stuff. Listen, just go to the web and pull up any picture of a war zone such as Palestine, such as Iraq, and you're going to see real flesh and blood people mourning loved ones who have been blown to bits. Now, this is real life stuff. This is concrete stuff. You don't have to get into any kind of strange conspiracy theories or whatnot.
You can do that just by looking at what's going on in the West Bank and Gaza. I mean,
exactly.
I mean, that's what I don't understand. I mean, even if there is these connections, which I do believe there is some connections between these other shady groups. It's still the most obvious thorn that this nation's got on its side, and everyone's just kind of like ignoring it and saying, oh, it's, you know, these other shady groups that's controlling them. I'm like, well, you look back at it, and it's like all our media corporations were funded by Jews. I mean, mm-hmm. I mean, there's just, and all of Hollywood. I mean, it's too obvious to me. It really is.
Exactly. And the thing is this too, Mark. You know, I'm not going to go as far as to say that the people, the radio show hosts and the writers and whatnot who are involved in peddling all of this, that they are, you know, undercover agents trying to,
I don't think that either, but...
I think that what it really boils down to is that you have some people who are conspiracy theory addicts, and they love conspiracy theory the way that an alcoholic will, love all different kinds of alcohol, okay? And so every time something new comes around that is intriguing or whatever that seems to, delve into, they jump on that, and they really, you know, use this as the latest explanation of the day as to why the world is falling apart, instead of putting a name and a face on the real enemy and actually catching hell for doing it. That's the other thing, too. So you're not going to get in trouble for picking on the Jesuits or picking on the Vatican. Nothing's going to happen to you. But if you start naming names such as Pearl, Wolfowitz, Crystal, and whatnot, and putting a name and a face on the movement itself, then you're going to have some things to answer for. Phil, what do you have to say?
Mark, what I have to say is this. Back in 1967, and I think Chuck or anybody else can answer this, whoever would ever like to answer it. I got just a hypothetical for you, Mark. Say, for instance, our ship would have sunk in 1967. What would be the outcome? What would the Middle East look like right now? And because our ship didn't sink, we're in deeper trouble now than we were back in 1967. But what do you think if our ship would have sunk? If your ship would have sunk, they would have blamed it.
They would have blamed it on Egypt, and we would have went right to war with Egypt. I definitely believe that. And
not just
it all
Egypt.
Points in that direction. It went after the entire Middle East. It spread from Egypt to Syria and every other place in the Middle East.
Absolutely. Not only that, but most likely Russia as well, because Russia was Egypt's biggest ally and trading partner.
Yeah, that's
so
true, too.
So,
yeah, you think about that.
Yeah, so, yeah, definitely. Now, how do you bring that in within the context of what we're discussing here, Phil?
How do I bring that in?
Yeah.
Well, I bring it in for the simple fact that our ship didn't sink, and they didn't accomplish what they wanted to then, but look where we're at now in Iraq. We're bogged down there. We're bogged down in Afghanistan. And sooner or later, somebody's going to pull the trigger in Iran. And then Katie barred the door. This country, the world, is in serious, serious trouble.
Right. Well, yeah. Phil, I think what I was trying to say is that certain people believe that through these societies, these secret societies and stuff like that, and through organizations like Freemasonry and Skull and Bones, and you name it, that they're actually controlling Israel and they're under some other foreign power other than their own spiritual teachings.
Well, I personally, I reject that. I hate to sound like I operate under a one-track mind here, but this is really the only thing that I would disagree with as far as our guest is concerned today. I don't believe that the United States holds Israel on a leash as a pit bull in the area. I think that Israel holds the United States on a leash. Exactly. Now, it's not to say that Israel does not from time to time provide favors for the United States. Of course, not an open-ended favor. They always expect something in return in terms of assassinating this person or assassinating that person. But in general, I believe that Israel controls the United States and not the other way around.
Oh, I definitely believe that, too. And I want to thank you all for your input. Now, And, Mr. Turner, you do a great service by you being on the show. And, Mark, you do a great job, too. And, Paul, and Mr. Carlson, I've listened to you on Abby Noel a couple different times.
All right.
And I'm a little bit shocked that Mark thought it was going to be, didn't know how good that this show was going to be, because I really enjoy listening to you on Robbie Noel. And
I'd like to see an open debate of the question whether the United States controls the state of Israel or whether Israel controls the United States. If we ever get to the point where that's debated on television, we've won.
Yes.
I don't care what the answer comes
definitely.
Out to be. But it will be over then.
Chuck, I'm sorry. You're gonna never come on my show again after all the interruptions that I have put you through. But hold on to that thought. We'll be right back after the break to wrap up today.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
See you, Mark.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, for the last 5 minutes of this fascinating two-hour program. Again, I want to thank our special guest, Chuck Carlson, for coming on. Chuck, you really ought to have your own radio show, either on this network or another one. I know you probably shudder.
I like being on with you, Mark, and with other hosts like you. And we spend a lot of time writing, and we spend a lot of time thinking about what we want to write, and it doesn't leave too much time for broadcasting, but thanks for the thought. I would like to urge your listeners to go to our website and click on the little link. It's a big green button that says Christian Zionist Roots. And it's our audio-visual presentation that does in an organized way what we've done a pretty good job of doing here today, I think, with all your wonderful guests. Christian Zionist Roots, it's got the biblical citations there. You can look at them and read them, and it makes it live in front of you, and it gives people something to take to their friends and relatives and their daughters, like Phil's daughters, and to deal with them. So that would be my urging, is that listeners who want to know more about what We Hold These Truths does and thinks, click on that Christian Zionist Roots, the green button. And then there's a picture of a girl on the front page holding a sign. If you click on that, it'll take you to our page that tells about all our vigils, including the ones that are going to be coming up at Rod Parsley's church in Columbus, Ohio, one of the biggest frauds in all Christendom. Mm-hmm. And we'll also have a report of what happens when I help pick up the synagogue in Ann Arbor, Michigan, which I'm really looking forward to, with these wonderful Jewish guys.
Okay.
Anti-Zionist Jews.
We've got one more caller I want to try to squeeze in, and it is CJ from Missouri. Come on up, CJ.
Good morning, gentlemen. Your program is wonderful. I just want to make one very brief comment. The former Prime Minister of Israel, Ariel Sharon, said on the floor of the Knesset, which is like our, Congress, Israel controls America. And I would simply add, and don't you forget it. And so I rest my case.
I'm sure Israel Sharon absolutely believed that. But I don't know, and I'm not going to debate it. I would love to see it argued. But the big international world bankers that run the Federal Reserve System of America and England and half a dozen other nations, I'm not too sure they wouldn't pat Mr. Sharon on the back and say, "You keep saying that, buddy," because they don't want to be thought of as the people that control it.
No. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, so, no, they don't.
Well, really, trust me, maybe this is a good segue into having you back on sometime soon to talk about this very topic, because either way, it is something that needs to be discussed. And and let's see, I'm just getting a note here from my producer. It says, remember to mention that Chuck is on Robbie's show every Wednesday. Is that right, Chuck?
That's right. I appear on Robbie's show every Wednesday at 4 o'clock, and I've been doing so for a long time, and we haven't run out of material. It keeps going. And once in a while, I fill in for him when he needs somebody to fill in. So,
okay, all right. Well, I wish I'd known that before. I would have been listening. I hate to even have to admit that, but as you can imagine, having 8 kids and something of a farm to run, I am kind of busy these days. But anyway, CJ, thank you for your call.
And I'm going to be on with Mark.
My pleasure. God bless all of you.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Chuck. Go ahead and finish what you were saying.
I'm going to be on with Mark Dankoff tomorrow morning, really early.
Yes.
I hope I can get up early enough.
Yes, that's right. I forgot about that. Yes, tomorrow morning with Mark Dankoff. So, anyway, Chuck, again, thank you for coming on. It was a fascinating discussion.
Thanks for having me, Mark. I really enjoyed it and enjoyed wonderful guests. God bless you guys from the Liberty. Keep on.
Thank you, Chuck.
It would be much worse if the Liberty would have gone down.
Thank you, Chuck.
Bad as it is today, it's better than it would have been.
Yes, absolutely. Phil, steer us out of here, buddy.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening. And remember, when Israel attacked the USS Liberty, they did not just attack us. They attacked America. They attacked your family. Remember that. Never forget it. It's important. Have a good weekend.
Gold has been...